There is a connection between abortion and the end of the world. I've never heard anyone make this connection. God showed it to me one day at Mass, and I want to talk about it. First, I want to just say a few other things. Today, I'm leaving on a trip to Germany with my wife and my two daughters, and I'm very, very excited. This trip was paid for by a friend of mine who's a priest, completely for free. So we could not afford this. It is a complete gift from him to us to explore Germany for 2 weeks. Another thing is that Mass is where heaven meets earth. So wouldn't it make sense that God would want to talk to us at Mass, both through the readings and the preaching, but also in our own prayer? So the other day I was at Mass and I was, for some reason, praying, just asking the Holy Spirit to place on my mind whatever it is that God wanted to show. And usually when I pray like that, it's just through the readings, it's through the ordinary things, through the song that God speaks to me. But that day was something different. I'd been thinking a lot about everything going on with abortion, and I was connected to an ancient prophecy that I had read about in the church. So this is how it went, that basically when the angels fell, their thrones were left empty. And then God created the human race so as to fill up those thrones. And when all of those were filled, the end would come. That in essence, God created humans for the sake of filling those empty thrones that the angels had left. Now, this sort of prophecy or idea had kind of fallen into disuse because it seemed sort of abstract. There wasn't necessarily any biblical references. And it kind of made humans seem like a secondary choice that God didn't really want to make, as he just wanted to fill up these spaces. So there was a few problems with this idea, but in the early church, it was around, and different early church fathers talked about this idea. And so when I was thinking about it, it connected me to abortion. Now, often we talk about that the devil's behind abortion because it's like sacrifice to the devil, or because he's trying to get back at God. And I think there's a more selfish reason. Often we give the devil too much credit. And I think this explanation that I'm giving you is the selfish reason why the devil has been behind abortion, especially in the last 50 years, basically because this theory is true. And he knows that those thrones are being filled up, and they are filled up by whom? By baptized Christians, by those that are sons and daughters of God. So not just any human, but baptized humans. That's why the devil wants people to get abortions, because children that are aborted do not get the grace of baptism. If you get the grace of baptism, you become a child of God. If you become a child of God, you can fill up one of those thrones. When all those thrones are filled, the end comes. And the time for the devil is up. And that's exactly the point. We hear about this in the book of Revelation, that the devil knows he has a short time. So he can probably see more or less exactly how much time he has left. He doesn't know the day or the hour. Only the Father knows that. But the devil is aware of this reality. He wants to extend his time as much as possible. He wants to slow down. He wants children killed, no baptisms. This is why he is promoting abortion. This is something that I truly have never heard of. So I know the Holy Spirit put it in my mind. Therefore, everything that's changing in our country is God saying, time up, devil. Time up. I'm putting a stop to your plan. I want my sons and daughters to fill the thrones that the angels left empty, and your time is up soon. So what does that mean? The end of the world is coming. We all know this, but even sooner, because this is one of the markers. My friends, I hope this video was helpful to you. Please subscribe and like, and check out my other videos, and I will see you in the next one. Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I'm placing this video at the end of some of these recent videos because you're most likely someone that loves this channel since you watched to the end. So I am asking you to support this channel in a special way. Recently, I was in the hospital for a week, and we are having medical bills upwards of between $5,000 and $10,000. We're still figuring out how much that's going to cost. So it's not your responsibility to pay my bills, but I'm simply asking for some support. I am starting a GoFundMe, and you can support me in all the regular ways, clicking on the video, clicking on some of the ads, or you can also buy me a coffee. That's another way where you can support me in $5 increments. Please be generous. And if you can, at least offer some prayers. Thank you so much. God bless you. See you in the next one.